USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control will soon update Americans on the best type of mask to wear, as many experts say cloth and surgical masks don't provide nearly as much protection as N95 face coverings. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explains where her agency stands right now.
Any mask is better than no mask, and we do encourage all Americans to wear a well-fitting mask to protect themselves and prevent the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC also saying there could be more than 62,000 deaths from the coronavirus over the next month. Johns Hopkins University saying the virus has killed more than 840,000 so far. Lawmakers paying tribute to late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid as he lies in state at the Capitol on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A medical helicopter crashed in front of a church in suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Authorities said the passengers, the pilot, a crew member, a nurse, and an infant patient were able to pull themselves out of the completely destroyed helicopter. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of expired COVID test kits in Florida can still be used. The FDA recently granted the state's request to extend the kit's expiration date by another 3 months to March. The Division of Emergency Management has between 800,000 and 1 million test kits that originally expired in September. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz grilled a senior FBI official on whether or not FBI agents or confidential informants played a role in the Capitol protest on January 6, 2021. At a Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee hearing titled The Domestic Terrorism Threat 1 Year After January 6, Cruz asked Jill Sanborn, Executive Assistant Director for the FBI's National Security Branch, about suspicions held by some that government officials encouraged lawless behavior during the protest. When asked if any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the riot, Sanborn responded, "Sir, I can't answer that." After the hearing, Cruz said all he's looking for is some answers.
In that same hearing, I asked that FBI official, I asked her about one individual in particular, Ray Epps. There have been a lot of videos online of Ray Epps. Ray Epps was there on January 5th, on January 6th. There are videos of him urging the crowd, saying we should go to the Capitol, but not just go to the Capitol, we must go in the Capitol. In other words, urging them to break the law. And he keeps saying, in the Capitol, in the Capitol. And the entire crowd starts chanting, Fed, 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 Fed. It's a very puzzling and disturbing video.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.